first call of the day.
Hey, Sandy. Well, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sandy, what time do you normally do you listen to our show?
I listen to 5 to 7 in the morning.
5 to 7. So this is totally messing you up the way it's messing us up.
It's so exciting. I love it.
Yeah. So you get up early for work. What do you do?
I work at Corning and Kennebunk. It's a medical supply company.
Oh,
okay,
cool.
So what time do you normally go into work?
7.
A 7, but you start listening at 5?
Yeah, I get up at 4.
Wow.
Holy moly, Sandy.
Wait, so you spend 3 hours, like, before work? What's that like?
Well, I live in Portland, and work in Kennebunk, so I just kind of give myself time.
Okay, so you got a little commute, and, yeah. Okay.
Huh. It's scaring me about the airplane.
I know. I'm scared.
I brought nips on before the COVID. They didn't say a word to me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's still the policy. If anyone knows 79 Coast, who knows if there's an actual policy, because what they said, the flight attendants said that they're not allowed to hand out liquor, and it's not even about like not being allowed to do the service.
Yeah.
It's that specifically liquor. Like they could get you another drink or a water or something if you really need something. But they don't push the cart down. But they specifically said, yeah, liquor, we're not allowed. And I heard somebody else. Now I'm totally doing the thing where you share a meme.
Yeah.
You know, instead of actually checking the facts. But I heard somebody else say they don't allow any booze at all on the plane. So you gotta hit the little bar, you know, at the gate.
Oh, well, you can sneak it in somehow, I guess.
Sneaking I'm going to call Sandy. A
couple of nips in your bra. Right,
yeah,
Sandy?
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know how you did it. That's scary.
The idea of flying without booze?
Oh, Jesus. never.
Yeah, it was different, you know. It was for so many reasons, but then you throw that on top of it, you know. It's like, I don't know. I hope I don't sound like I'm like a total booze hound, but I think a lot of people, when they fly, they go, you know what, I'm going to treat myself and have a drink, you know.
I think so.
Yeah.
It relaxes you.
Yes,
yeah,
well,
exactly.
That's a thing, yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Kelly's going to show up at the airport with one of those beer helmets that has the straws.
Oh, geez.
All right, Sandy. Well, thanks for being our first call of the afternoon.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too.
The first call of the day.
Now, hold up. There are people calling us, say they know. Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel, okay. Booze on the plane during COVID times right now. What do you know?
You can technically take them in a clear plastic bag, but you're not supposed to consume them on the plane.
Ah, so you can transport them, you just can't open. Well, it's kind of like you know, open container law. Like, you can have it in your car, but you can't have it open and consuming it.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's a big tease, Daniel.
I know. So you got a bag full of nips and nothing to do with them.
It sounds like my life.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Well...
Oh, yeah. By the way, later on this afternoon, we'll discuss how Kelly took some girls out and all the nips were out and there was measuring involved.
A lot. There's a lot going on.
We'll get to that later on. But thank you for calling, Daniel.
Yeah. Have a good day.
All right. You too. Hey. Hold on. Let me get to Morgan. Morgan, hi.
Hi.
Is this my Jim Morgan?
It is.
One of my gym buddies.
My Jim Morgan.
My Jim Morgan. Okay, Morgan, what do you know about drinking on a plane right now?
So we flew at the end of March to Florida, and there was a group of girls with, like, Girls Weekend T-shirts on.
Mm.
They smuggled nips on the plane, and they drank on the plane, and the flight attendant came to the front of the aircraft and announced it's actually against federal regulations to drink alcohol that you've brought yourself. You can only drink alcohol that they've provided, and they're not providing it. So it's
okay, so this is it. This is, so you cannot
can bring it, but you cannot drink it. It's against regulations.
Wow.
Can you imagine if they like caught you consuming it and they had to like land the plane and like you were the person?
Oh my god! Like an emergency evacuation. Like they wouldn't do an emergency landing for the.
For alcohol.
I can't imagine.
A great flight. They all just laughed, but they were like, "You can't do it." So
yeah.
Oh man.
Oh boy. Oh boy, Cal. Well, actually, you know what? I should say the other thing that I heard is that on the bigger, longer flights that have bigger space, they are doing some depending on the airline. But I don't know because obviously ours was a very short flight. So
I'm at the end of May.
We had a 3-hour flight, and what's the word I'm looking for? Nonstop, just here to Orlando, and no.
Ugh, okay.
Limited bottles of water.
Well, here you go. Here is motivation for vaccines.
Right.
Okay, get the booze back on the planes.
Yeah.
Oh boy. All right. Thank you, Miss Good News Morgan. All right. Have a good morning.
Have a great
or
one.
Good day.
Yeah, good afternoon.
What's
thank you.
Bye.
I'm all messed up on that too. I'll be saying good morning all afternoon.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Nope, wrong. Yeah, see, that's what it used to be. It used to be like, why not? You know, we're flying, we're going on vacation, why not, you know, have a little something? Sure, mm-hmm. I'll order a drink.
Yeah.
Not so much.
I'm getting drunk on a plane.
Wrong. Incorrect.
The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd.